So, well, I just want to explain you some of the case studies what a machine learning or a data scientist builded across the industries. When I see Face ID, right, you are able to see some of the examples like Face ID. You are able to see some of the examples like self-driving cars. Or you are able to see how a Google is working through Google Maps, followed by Google business apps, as well as you are able to see Google locations. What are all those applications you are able to see through Google? I'm able to see majority of the key role is done by machine learning and deep learning. If you knock the door of Google Ads, Google advertisement, yes, it is machine learning and deep learning. Facebook advertisement, yes, machine learning and the deep learning. So if you are looking into Siri voice recognition or the TVs which are coming, the TCL new TV, which is nothing but just without a remote, based on the voice commands, it can do all the tasks. What are all the things are available inside the TV, it can do. It can go to Netflix, it can play something, it can go to Prime, it can play something, it can go to YouTube, it can search. So everything through voice. All the revolutions what we are able to see now in lines of technology space are happening only because of machine learning and deep learning. So then here I'm pretty skeptical. So machines are so intelligent enough to learn such a kind of thing is the first thought which I got into my brain. Or the person, the data scientist or AI person who builded this, he is the most intelligent person, or he or she is the most intelligent person, right, who builded this kind of great stuff into the market. So I personally feel machine learning and deep learning are dummy. There is nothing inside it, just a mathematical equation. So the pure intelligence, so if I see a technology, if I see an application, if I see iPhone Siri, or if I see the kind of Facebook advertisements, or the Amazon recommendations, or the Flipkart recommendations, or the TCL TV, which is working on purely on AI, I don't see their skill, but I see the skill of a data scientist who is having, right? And that's one of the core element. So the machine learning and deep learning are nothing without a data scientist or an AI person. So whatever the intelligence we are able to build in the market, it's only because of the data scientist or an AI person. If these people are not sufficiently skilled enough, or if these people don't have a projection towards what I need to build, there is no sense in going with machine learning and deep learning. So if anyone are learning for data science, or if anyone are planning a career towards AI, so I personally suggest you try to see the depth of applications what people are building. So the market is moving very ahead towards this AI and all this, but we are still under learning machine learning algorithms and deep learning algorithms. Still we are coming up with the excuses, I'm new to programming, or I don't know this programming, or shall I learn. The queries, the debates are happening between whether I need to learn R or Python, but people are building a lot of things with AI and machine learning and the deep learning. So when you are planning for a great career, so see, are you a data scientist with a great mindset, with a great projection? So having internet is okay, so building internet in our home is okay, but what you can do with internet is important. That's what I personally feel. So having a phone, having a great technology is okay, but what you can do but with that technology is so important. So I want a data scientist in order to guide me what I need to do with machine learning. I want a data scientist to guide me how I can make money into my kind of environment with data science or machine learning or deep learning. So for that, I want a data scientist. So are your skills are helping you to build something what companies are expecting, what they are expecting for? That is so important. So it's not about just building a machine learning model, or building decision trees, or building random forests. I say this every time. Again, I'm saying it. It's all about the intelligence of a data scientist. So whatever the applications I'm able to see in the market now, it's only because of the great intelligence of a data scientist. So whatever the training we do, if a student is able to get a job, it's not, it's because of the student who is learning, as well as the agenda what they are picking up, right? So in the same format, whatever the skill you are gaining in the cricket, right, it's all because of the skill what the coach trained us. So when you are looking into the cricket team, right, they try to change the coach. The reason why they are changing the coach, even though there are players, is the way the coach guides a team, these people are going to be led. So in the same format, how a machine learning intelligence is purely dependent on the depth of a data scientist or the depth of an AI engineer. So do you have the same depth in you is the point. So you need to gain the same depth. In order to build a great solution, you want the projection towards that solution. Before an AI is working over there, you want to forecast yourself towards the future, and you want to imagine what are all the problems a machine learning is facing. So before you are collecting the data, you want to go to the environment and you want to collect what are all the things a machine is facing, and based on that you want to do data collection. So before cleaning the data, you want to go to the environment, what are all the challenges a machine is facing, you are cleaning them, right? That's so important. So when you're getting into real time, so data scientist is not just a name. He is forecasting everything. He is the core idea behind all the solutions which you are able to see, all the revolutions what we are able to see in the phones or in the laptops or in the applications, right? In the whatever we are looking into it, the core idea is all about data scientists, the brain. People are paying a fat salary for a data scientist, not for the skill, but for the brain, for the idea, for the way of implementation towards the real time, making them to pay a fat salary. Thank you.